This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk. It's a podcast that is sometimes pretty frustrating. I am Jordan.
This one's Doge. Everybody look around just really quick before Carter introduces himself. Just look around you. You notice that crispy air? It's fall. Why was the robot couple's anniversary in the fall?
Oh. Because their love was automatic.
Automated.
They were automated.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Yeah.
Got him.
Cool. Got it.
Got him. I'm Carter, and now more than ever, about to make a name for myself. Pretty frustrating. I'm pretty frustrating. I know therapy's done wonders for me. One of them is I tend to like defend myself, like go quick to defense if I'm frustrated at myself, as if to say, no, you've got it wrong. It's not me sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes it's healthy to just be like, you know what? That's on me.
That's you know what? I'm a real problem today.
I'm pretty frustrating. I think if there was a supercut of us talking me through technical things, we would have 4 or 5 full episodes of Two Chunks and a Hunk.
Well, you are our podcast. I think that is generous to you that time. You are our favorite peepaw. You're our favorite pawpaw.
You know. You know those shows where it's like, this is a podcast called Me and My Grandpa. And I sit down and I ask him, what was it like to grow up in the 1960s?
Yeah.
I know what those guys feel like now because that guy guaranteed is like, now which end of the microphone do I talk into?
Which one is that? Yeah.
How do I do a game?
New interpretation of terminal degree. It's more like I'm almost dead than... than smart at all.
You know you're smart? No.
No.
You're so smart.
You know all about, you know all about like the onions and the Joe Harry window. You know so much of it.
I didn't get onions at first. I'm too hungry to think of any kind of communication.
If you could eat anything right now, what would you eat this second? Right now.
If
right
you
now?
Could eat anything.
Yeah.
What would you?
I think it's because it's right in front of me.
I have like a, it doesn't sound appetizing, but I've got like a vegan protein bar in front of me. That's just like, it's so chewy. I can't decide when to do it.
If you could eat anything right now,
point.
That's your pick.
If you could eat anything.
Because it's right there.
But it doesn't have to be right there.
It's not the game though.
That's crazy.
I would put, so we have in our fridge left over from a trip that we did on the 4th of July. There's a big bottle of something called breakfast sauce. I don't know where else to find it except maybe Amazon, But breakfast sauce is like sweet, spicy, salsa-esque sauce that I got at a Bucky's. I would toast an English muffin that we've got, butter that bad boy, throw some egg on there, throw some
scrambled
feta.
Or fried?
Scrambled.
Okay.
Throw some scrambled on there, throw some feta on there.
Natch.
Pinch of salt, breakfast sauce.
Sounds delicious.
I'm going to say, for me, it'd be a thick piece of toasted sourdough bread. Mm. Like I want it to scratch up my mouth a little bit, like so crispy.
Wow. You like the fight?
I have to win. I want to win my nutrition. avocado, everything bagel seasoning
that's,
on this.
That's why you rent.
And salsa matcha on top of it. That is why I rent. Yeah, exactly.
I have never really been into the everything flavor.
Oh, I love
really?
It. Yeah. Hmm. I like it a lot.
It's too complicated for you.
Got some
it's
of my too much. Even, spice
I prefer
cabinet.
Just, I want salt or garlic only. Do not mix them up, please.
Is that all they are? Is that those two things?
I think it's onion powder too.
Onion powder and like and some seeds.
Maybe yeah, I'm getting it mixed up.
For me,
those
you know those breakfast tacos where it's like, instead of cut up bacon, it's just a full thick strip of bacon the whole distance.
Yeah.
I want a breakfast taco with eggs, potatoes, one of those, some cotija cheese, and then you know the Herdez avocado salsa?
The green one?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
That one's so good.
It's
I could drink that boy. I could put a straw on it. I would put a bendy straw on that one.
The best like table sauce like that. That I feel like is super underrated is that green Tabasco, that like jalapeno Tabasco.
You used to steal it from Chipotle in college.
I know. It is so it is Tabasco, unbelievably though. Good.
Yeah. It's called
I think so, yeah.
It's it jalapeno really Tabasco. Put it in our to-go bag. We would go to, we would swing by a table and put it in our to-go bag and take it to our apartment.
That's smart. For me, it's Yucateco.
Yeah.
They have good, all their salsas are good. They're hot.
For a long time, you were Valentina or die. You still this way?
No. I think I didn't get burned out on it, but I was realizing I was too tunnel vision.
You got heartburn
for other options. But I do love Valentina. I mean, it's basically most elote stands have their own brew.
Yeah.
But it has like Valentina base to it. So I'm still eating a lot of it, but not putting it on everything.
Yeah.
The spicy Valentina is great.
I feel like the Black three label. Of us could do an entire podcast about sauce.
Yeah.
Just like, here's the sauce I like.
Here's the
talk
thing
about it for a long time.
I'm very passionate about mustards.
Hold out for Spring Delirium. It's something that's already been brought up. If y'all want to tease, it will be 64 sauces next year.
Amazing.
Wow. See you in 6 months.
Amazing.
We'll finally have the sauce bracket, but it'll
let's do a hot ones of it where we just try all 64 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, we could pretty easily get down to like top eight and do something like that with top eight sauces.
There fine. Guys, earlier we were talking about peepaw, you know, me feeling old.
Yeah.
Rest in peepaw.
And, you know, as peepaws can be, tend to be a touch nostalgic.
Ornery,
dude. Nostalgic.
Grumpy.
Big Cowboys fans, dude.
Short.
Love the Cowboys.
Both my grandpas were short.
Love some salted cocktail peanuts. I got a separate trash can by my Lazy Boy so I can spit in it.
Yep.
Whole peanut, shell and all goes in. Just the shells come out.
Just that. I'm talking about hockey machines too. That's what my grandpa always did. He'd
in
always
a
have
trash
a big
can?
Cop. Yeah, just hup. Like over to the side. It was just his.
Wow.
Did he dump it or did your grandma do it? Because she loved him too much.
Don't remember. I did not even want to know.
So he's just got like a couple standing inches of still loogie in this trash can by him at the end of the day?
Horrific.
Yeah.
That's awful to think about.
Oh, that's so funny. That's why it reminded me of something when I was talking about breakfast sauce. That's what he used to call it.
It's like sweet, it's spicy, it's savory.
We can only get it at Bucky's.
Yeah,
dump this breakfast sauce. I want to play some games that we haven't played in a while. Some classics that have been there since season one of Two Chunks and a Hunk.
Is it because we won extra credit and now that game's not fun
I don't know
for
what
you
to
anymore?
Do anymore.
You can't hurt us?
I don't know. I don't even know what to do. I'm trying to make this podcast fun for me again.
Yeah. Just goes to show you kids, if you beat your bully at their own game, they will stop bullying you.
That's why I got so good at Super Smash Brothers.
Bullying people.
If your grandpa keeps bullying you on your podcast, just beat him at his own game.
Just beat him at his own game. You guys, I want to play some Rumpelstiltskin. I think especially now because we're getting some kind of smatterings of successes in the box office that really never stopped random movies from showing up in the box office.
Sure.
Rumpelstiltskin really came from me looking on Flixster, Rotten Tomatoes, whatever you'd like to call it, and just being like, I cannot believe there are this many movie releases every week. There's no way anyone could know all of them. And so then became weave the yarn, guess the name. It's the Rumpelstiltskin game, to where I will read the synopsis, the Flixster synopsis of some movies that will be coming out soon over in that coming soon section. And these boyos have to guess the name, who could get closest to the name of this movie. We'll do a few of these. And one of the really fun things about it is that these boys tend to be better at naming movies.
Yeah, I don't like to brag about that. That's like not some. That's not like the first thing I tell people about myself, but it is one of the first five things.
Show, name a movie right now. Just come up with a name for a movie right now. Just show them what we got, what's in the tank.
Tomatoes grow long, and it's like a really sad like family story about like these people trying to keep their tomato farm, but like Kroger or like Wegmans is trying to buy their land from them.
Grandma dies at the three-quarter mark.
Grandma dies at the three-quarter mark, but then there's a dog that they have, and is it grandma reincarnated?
Whoa.
You don't know.
The dog that's grandma. Wild.
But they call the dog Mamu, and that's what they call their grandma.
Mamu.
And they don't, that's, I think, the genius of Tomatoes Grow Long,
Mamu,
is that you can't tell if the dog is grandma or not.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And that's just one sample. That's just a small sample.
I was making a joke about our friend Carter having a dog named Nana.
Yeah, Nanny Boo. Angel Bean, Nanny Boo, Shishani. She's got many names.
Uh-huh. She's got more names than
It sounds like the more that, you know, Khaleesi, like we just, Breaker of Chains.
Mother of Dogs.
We are in, so we're looking at some September movie releases, and in comes the propaganda of the movies. Ooh. So prepare yourself.
This is another Mark Wahlberg flick.
This is going to be maybe upsetting.
Good.
But here we go. This movie will release September 12th. It's an hour and 46 minutes long. The genre here is drama, faith, spirituality.
Meant propaganda. Drama, faith, flip. Spirituality means...
Reagan?
Never mind. Let's go.
Now, don't use all that up now. In a time of profound political, civil, and spiritual turmoil, Reverend David Hill grapples with the crucial question, does God still have a place in politics? Compelled to enter a congressional race after the sudden death of a favorite incumbent,
David
faces off against State Senator Peter Kaine.
He did it.
Wait. Was the political incumbent's name Goliath? Because David Hill killed him if his name's Goliath. Or if he's tall.
Well, the senator is... he's going against Peter Kaine.
Oh.
Kaine and Abel situation. Okay. A formidable opponent determined to push religion... I'm going to do kind of the outro. I don't agree with this. I know.
You did this.
A formidable opponent determined to push religion out of the public square.
Okay.
We can't allow that. It'd cause greater divide.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna read the whole thing. Like doing a podcast with your grandpa.
The year is 2024. High school teachers want to teach history that includes stuff that makes white people look mean. What are you going to do?
With relentless scrutiny and immense challenges, David's campaign becomes a beacon of hope and optimism for many people yearning for spiritual and moral leadership. As he navigates the treacherous waters of modern politics, David's faith and principles are put to the ultimate test. This movie explores the enduring relevance of faith in public life and the critical fight to keep religious values at the heart of governance. featuring a star-studded cast of powerful message.
Let's go.
This film is called...
Can you give us a little bit of the cast?
Kevin Sorbo.
Just a taste.
This film calls on believers to stand firm in faith and make their voices heard.
87 minutes long. 87 minutes long.
Dean Cain, who was Lois...
Superman.
Yeah. Lois Superman. What was the name
Clark,
of the show?
Clark, some would call him.
Lois and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
I think that's what it... there was a show called that.
I'm goofing.
Samari Armstrong, Isaiah Washington, Ray Wise, Scott Baio.
This all tracks.
Yeah.
Also including Mike Huckabee.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Double track.
A real movie star. Let's get some star power up in this.
What's the runtime on this bad boy?
1 hour and 46 minutes.
Whoa, that's long.
I know the name.
Tell me.
Okay.
The name of this film is...
Doge, do you have a guess?
Yeah, I think this film is called God's Not Dead, parentheses, He is the President, close parentheses.
This film is called God's Not Dead.
Yeah, of course it is.
In God We Trust.
Oh my gosh. Are they going to do like an Avengers? Okay. I'm back in on this franchise. If they do an Avengers
we
style
can't
thing.
Say
no,
that.
No. I'm in. If
You're back
they meet
in.
This if they meet this specific criteria, I am in. If they all on God's Not Dead 8 come together and like we have to now as a group of
fight
Christian
God.
Soldiers, fight all the other false gods. Every god that's not Bible God, we have to fight and kill
Amazing.
As a group. And it's like a crazy action movie. I'm in on that. That's pretty cool. God's, it's our God's not dead, but yours will be soon.
Sure.
Ooh.
It really bums me out that this exists, and it really bums me out that there will be people I know personally that go to see this film.
How many people you think we're going to get that are like, are you going to do the new God's Not Dead on the podcast?
None. People know by now it's not happening.
Not anymore, huh?
People know it's not happening.
That won't happen.
Our next movie.
People are so mad that we didn't do Sound of Silence. And when I say people, I mean like five people. But there were so many people that were like, you didn't do the Sound of Silence movie? Really? But it's actually the first good Christian movie ever.
I think that it's not called Sound of Silence.
Sound of Silence is a song. Sound of Freedom.
It is a song. Do you know when you look up Sound of Silence, it says first, it's a song by Disturbed?
Really?
And I mean, second, it might as well it's be. It's a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Might as well be, dude. They own that sound. They own
that's
that song.
Amazing.
Sound of Freedom is what I meant.
Yes.
When I back in the day when I worked at a religious institution, there were a number of people that were like, "You're going to go see it, right? Because you're a movie guy." And I was like, "I'm not going to go see it because I'm a movie guy."
Our next movie, we're starting to dip into, as if we haven't already, with In God We Trust, horror movies. And
okay.
This one is fun. I'm going to give you some tips here so that we're not too creative. Here, I'll just read this. It's an hour and 22 minutes long. It releases September 20th. Aaron Fradkin is our director here.
Who can make a good horror movie? Aaron Fradkin.
He nice. Sure can. Over six tumultuous decades. Three
Whoa.
Unwitting guests of a cursed New England home stumble upon a sinister secret dwelling beneath its floors. An eternal witch with an insatiable thirst for the souls of the living.
That usually turns up on like a home inspection. So that's crazy.
This is a one-word title. Imagine if you had a witch that kind of had a Pokemon name. That's what I'm going to say. Take your shots.
I don't want hints, and I don't appreciate that you gave us one. I just saw an ad for this.
No.
Last night, yeah. And couldn't even begin to tell you what the name is. I'm going to go with, and it doesn't have anything to do with your hint, out of sheer hard-headedness, Beneath.
Yeah, that's good. But like the E's backwards or something.
Yeah. It's upside down, but it's capital, so you don't know.
So you can't really. That's just something fun for them.
Yeah, it's just sort of.
They just got to keep it interesting. Themselves. When we've been working on Beneath for so long, we just got to throw in a little something.
You got to keep it exciting for you.
I think this movie is. It is three words smushed into one word. It's toil and trouble.
Toil and trouble. Toilet trouble.
Toilet trouble.
Toilet trouble.
It's toil and trouble.
It's Beezle.
Beezle.
Could it be bezel? Is it about like rounding the edges of something?
That's really probably
as
what
in
it
bevel?
Is. I have one more for you. And this is no more hints. Jordan hates that. I'm kind of frustrating. 1 hour and 48 minutes long.
No, bezel. I'm
Kim,
right.
You are?
Yeah. A rim that holds a transparent covering as a watch, a clock, or a headlight that is rotatable and
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm wrong. It's a. It is a word. It's just not the word I thought it was.
Yeah, bezel's like the edge of like a TV or something, or like the edge of a phone that's not screen, right?
I don't know.
If that's the case, then that is what I was saying.
A bezel is the frame or space around a display device like a television or mobile device.
Oh, then I was right.
You said rounding the edges or something. I think that's bevel.
That's what I meant is like it's around the edge of something like the screen.
It is a round because like rounding the edges of something to round as a verb.
I think I might have said rounding, but I think what I meant was like as though rounding the bases, rounding the edges of something.
Yes. Carter? We got to it. We got to it by ourselves.
It's always
you didn't even have to worry about it.
Is that the name
when
of the
Jordan
movie?
Jordan brings it back to a sports reference. That's when I get it. They're like, oh, that's for you. That's like rounding bases. This is a Kim Ju-hwan flick. 1 hour and 48 minutes long. A talented martial artist who can't walk past a person in need unites with a probation officer to fight and prevent crime as a martial arts officer. A talented martial artist who he cannot walk past a person in need. I think they should have said like, I guess it means like he's going to help him. He just can't help it. Unites with a probation officer to fight and prevent crime as a martial arts officer. Completely y'all's flavor here.
Yeah, flavor. This sounds kind of awesome, actually.
I know what I want
and
it to be.
And when you hear the name, I think you're going to want to go find this and you want us to see this. I can't wait to reveal this to you.
I have one that's my real guess, but then I have one that's a silly. So I'm going to let Doge go first just in case I accidentally munch his flavor with one of these.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. They're a martial artist who basically becomes like a karate cop to help people. This is called Judo Justice.
Nice.
Excellent, dude.
We're in a similar mind frame here. My real guess is what I think it probably is closer to is Kung Fu Cop, Cop with a K.
Yeah.
And then what I want it to be is Kind Fu.
Y'all are great. This is because y'all have attuned to the name and this movie has attuned to you. You both got very close. It's called Officer Black Belt.
Yes. Good.
Oh my
very
God.
Good.
That's amazing.
Very good.
Isn't it so?
I like this
Officer.
A lot.
I want an action figure called Officer Black Belt.
Sounds like you might be able to get one.
That is so cool. I'm looking this movie up right now.
Yeah. I'm looking up at the action figure.
Officer Black Belt. So good.
Lego Dude, Imperial Officer with a black belt is the closest we're getting here.
I am in on Officer Black Belt.
Officer Black Belt. This poster for this movie, smiling right before he takes you out.
Oh, yeah.
That is a kind He's face, kind. Though.
He's kind.
That's not like a haha, I got you smile. That's like a.
No.
That's like a, I hope this doesn't hurt you too bad. I'm just doing what
maybe
I have
he's
to
like,
do.
Maybe he's like extending in that poster. He's like stretching his hand forward and smiling. Maybe he's like extending his hand towards somebody in need that he couldn't walk past.
Could be. Dude,
He's like, let me help you. I'm not going to kung fu you. I'm not going to martial arts you because you need something. So I'm going to help you.
I'm very excited about this.
No, I'm going to watch it for sure.
Before we go to an ad break, I had an idea for a game, but I think I would rather, with the propaganda vibes that we have so far,
sure,
do some of my own propaganda.
Oh, okay.
We have Two Chunks Movie Club for September. Our choices are Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Megalopolis, and The Wild Robot. Have y'all looked at the cast of The Wild Robot?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It was made for this podcast.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o does our lead. Pedro Pascal, Bill Nighy, Matt Berry.
I love Matt Berry.
Mark Hamill.
And Mark.
Catherine O'Hara. What?
Incredible.
Two Catherine O'Hara movies.
Yeah.
Stephanie Sue's in this too.
Pick, huh?
She's amazing. She's in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Everything we're all at once.
Have y'all seen the trailers for that new game that Matt Berry is in? I really want to play it.
What's it? Thank Goodness You're Here. Yeah.
I really want to play it.
It looks fun.
It's like a video game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's loosely based on a book by the same name about, I was just listening to another podcast that was talking about this. Shout out to the Besties Pod. Video game podcast. It's fantastic. But they were talking about how this is loosely based on a book. I think it was an Australian politician wrote a book called Thank Goodness You're Here, which is like instructive in how to get elected in local politics. And then it turned into this book. It's this like aggressive, or this game. It's this aggressively British game, cartoon graphics, where you play this like little dude that runs around this town and just helps people. And that's the game. But it's also like weird and ridiculous. And
that sounds
apparently
perfect for,
it is a blast.
They found their muse.
Exactly.
I wonder who found who.
Sure.
Because like, hey, this guy. And so he voice acts for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You mean I just get to hear him talk the entire time I'm playing?
I think he narrates it a little bit. He's in, Callie and I just finished Fallout last night. First of all, that show.
He's
great.
The robot,
cool.
He is. Matt Berry's in that show for a little bit. Popped up out of nowhere. Also, side note, apropos of only this, Walton Goggins, I think he's my number two.
So he's pretty poopy?
No, I love him.
Yeah, he's never bad, dude.
He's never bad. And I would say regularly the best part of the things he's in.
Who's your number one?
He's Jake. Jakey Gilles.
Walton Goggins has that almost Jeff Goldblum vibe.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, you're never not just doing you, but your flavor is so unique that I'm not tired of it.
He's got taste. He's got a great agent who just keeps putting him in good projects.
But in like the weird parts of good projects, you know what I mean? Like he gets to be the weird guy.
Yeah.
He never is, the lead.
For me, easily the best part of Fallout, which is like a pretty good show all around, but he is the standout best part to me.
That's important because that's a fun character anyways.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. Cool. Well, there it was. So.
I guess we should shout announcements.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs and also where we make announcements. And I think...
Ooh,
that's
and
important.
What's that over there? Also announcements.
It's also announcements. Do you want to see our hogs? And by hogs, I mean faces.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I have good news for you. We record with video now. So you can see our hogs anytime you'd like.
Anytime.
And the only way, the only barrier between you and our hogs is just a little paywall. And that paywall is free because it's just typing in youtube.com and going to our channel. youtube.com/ I don't know what it is. That's not how things work. Just look us up on YouTube. There's no paywall. It's free. So always remember, the easiest way to remember how to watch us in person is to remember the phrase, if you want to see our hogs, get over the paywall. Just a little paywall for our hogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't, as I think about it, I can't imagine any part of that that might be confusing to someone.
No, nope. I can't either.
Like, I think that is the perfect way to describe what we're doing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, our video
and granted
recording of this podcast for free on YouTube, like any normal video. And the way to remember that, it's a mnemonic device. Free on YouTube, paywall, faces, hogs.
Yes.
Climb the paywall to see our hogs. I don't know.
There
how
is
to make
a paywall. There is a legitimate paywall over in Discord if you want to be a Patreon member. And so for that $5 tier, you can come in, you can talk about, really you can talk about everything.
Pretty much.
Except perhaps God's not dead. Maybe
you can
not.
Talk about
you can talk
it.
You about
can't.
It.
No, no, you no. Can no. You can't talk about it.
We won't engage talk with you.
It. Yeah.
It's easy to remember that because you can think of like Discord in the contrast of like two CR hogs pay the toll, the hog toll.
That's not what it is. It's a paywall. It's not a hog toll.
It's a paywall. Pay the hog paywall.
Yeah.
Then on Discord, it's easy to remember that it's free to talk to us after you pay for it. Once you pay, it's free. And I think that's just, if you can wrap your mind around those ideas, you'll understand like, fully what we're offering.
This burger and fries is free.
Uh-huh.
Once you pay $11.99.
Once you pay for it.
Once you give them money, they'll give you stuff for free.
You just have it. Mm-hmm.
As long as the stuff that they give you for free does not exceed the value of the money you've already given them, they'll give it to you for free.
Yeah. Or if it's a good deal, maybe it does exceed the value.
Maybe it does exceed the value.
Or it's perceived value. How much do you value being in a community full of other people who like to talk about the same things you do and also us? I hope it's $5.
Hopefully $5 a month.
I hope that's how much you value it.
You know what? Or more. I actually hope you value it at like $6 plus a month because you only have to give us $5 like, hey, and then we give it to you for free.
When you're budgeting for the month, you're like, here's what we can put aside. We've got about 15 to 20 bucks left in our streaming budget line. Here's what we're willing to do. And then you see that it's five. And so you say, you know what?
Don't pull from streaming for us. Pull from groceries.
We'll buy this for a close friend.
Yeah,
we'll pay for theirs.
Don't pull.
Get, look at get you. You got 15 bucks left over? Get you on Discord.
And that's a tax write-off.
Then you're going to Brahms, baby. You get a burger.
Go get you some Brahmy burger.
I don't think that's actually a tax write-off, but it could be.
It's definitely
you can figure out a way to do it.
You can. Much like purchasing, you can write anything off on your taxes.
Have we talked about, we've talked about this,
they
right?
probably aren't going to like it, but you can try and see what they say.
What's the day taxes are due? Is it the same day every year like Christmas or is it the same day every year like Thanksgiving?
The day Jordan does them.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, we have to talk about 15th. This. So I do them on the day before. That's or the day of sometimes. When do you guys
look
do
at them? You getting ahead of it.
When do we do them?
Yeah.
Year long, baby. Self-employment. Got to pay those quarterly estimated.
Who cares?
Carter? Wow. January.
Got it.
As soon as I can.
That sucks.
Well, for a long time, I get taxed on my tuition. So I get tuition remission at my institution when I was taking school, when I was school taken.
When I was taking school.
They take the taxes on that tuition out of your paycheck.
Oh.
And so— there's stuff that you can do to get a lot of that money back. And I wanted that as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So I would do that in January. Because if you get in early, bro, the turnover, because we usually get refund. Like we usually get money back from the government. The turnover's quick.
I've never received a refund in my life.
I got money back from the government when I was 19 years old. And that's the only time.
Man, I've had it for over a decade. You like see the like red and blue lights.
I usually get a pretty huge return because I don't
There's just a few
file.
Of these buttons that you just push.
Just sniped.
And they give you money.
What if
got
the
a Chrome
IRS...
extension called Infinite Money Hack and I just turn that on when I go to TurboTax.
What if the IRS
Are we still in shout announcements right now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We've been out. We're out.
No, we're in. Announcements. We're still in.
These are all
You're not letting me leave?
No, you're stuck.
You can't leave. No.
I can't go.
No, try.
No.
Watch what happens.
I got peepaw strength, bro. I'll try.
Try.
I'll try and I'll succeed.
Go. Try and end it.
We're back.
Nope.
No.
Still shout announcements.
I felt Doja's entire body.
Yeah. Like, he screamed from his toes.
No. Troy.
You gotta get your hips into it. That was great. Freaking Caesar over here. No.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay this time.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs.
The intro to this game gets longer every time.
Soon it's just going to be the entire script of the Santa Claus.
Does this look like a little weight to you?
Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs is a game where I go find a custom-made Sonic the Hedgehog character on the internet, and these two boys have to try and get close to the general visual or vibe of this Sonic the Hedgehog character.
Would you, as the arbiter of our hogs, say that we're good at this? We're improving at this? Let's give like a broad overview, a state of the hog.
I think you're improving at it. I don't know that it's possible to be good at it because it's like there's not one general ethos that these hogs stick to. But I do think you're improving at it overall.
I feel like Carter's very good at it.
He's better for sure. But yeah. Not by a lot.
Dude, the second they all start wearing fingerless gloves, I'm in. I'm just waiting for that.
It's definitely got you to ties a lot.
When that final swords score, has for me. So. Most of the time is like 1-2. What is better, really? One is the answer.
I think the great thing about playing this so much, one, our Discord, which is behind that paywall, loves it. So why not give them what they want?
Sure.
You know, there was a day when we were playing extra credit like every episode. So
yeah, and but then like we won and robbed it of its power.
Yeah.
To be able to play so many times now, it's very Taravangian. Like we've got a shot to be brilliant.
That's true.
We just don't know what day it'll be.
Discord is going pretty bonkers on Wild Hogs, which I really appreciate. I love that.
On hogs.
So
because here's the thing. In the timeline of Wild Hogs, there's things that stand out already that have kind of rewritten, oh, we'll never know. And Explosion was one of those moments.
Yes.
If you haven't listened, go back last week.
That's true. So,
but I'm ready.
I'm typically starting with finding the first one on my own, and then whoever wins the round gets to pick the name that I search next. I decided to go for a name this time that I feel like, and y'all tell me, I mean, I'm not changing it, but you just tell me if you agree here. I went for a name that I think is like, this is just kind of generally a cool name. And if somebody introduces me to their friend whose name is this, I will be like, oh, this is probably a cool person because of this name.
Do you think it's Jordan? Do you think he's chosen Jordan?
I did not.
No, we've already done it.
Oh.
I went with...
But that's a good guess.
Benji the Hedgehog?
Benji.
It's sort of like
Benji's a surfer.
Benji's a hacky sack guy for sure.
Yeah.
Benji's that's the name.
Dreads.
So
Benji's got one of those white guy dreads.
Got one of those like hoodies on that's like very rough knit hoodie. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of oversized. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what I have come to here is Benji the Echidna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna have to remind me what an echidna is.
It's what Knuckles
is. About a hedgehog. Hedgehog hatched out of an egg instead of live birth.
It's what Knuckles is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're also one of very few animals on Earth classified as a monotreme. They are egg-laying mammal, which is a holdover from Pleistocene evolutionary development.
He Googled this. I can see him reading
He's not even reading this.
No, I didn't Google it. I just know it.
I can see his eyes moving when he read it.
I believe that he knows it.
I believe he knows half of it.
Let me tell you
about... Half of that information is usable.
Let me tell you about Benji?
Yeah, talk to me about Benji.
Because here's the thing. Our Benji creator... Were they influenced by the same hope as to what a Benji is? Or are they a Benji themselves?
Ooh, very good.
Whenever these have like a normal, like a person name, I'm just like, you've drawn your hog Sona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is you as a hog.
Yeah.
Benji's like nothing we've ever seen.
That's true.
I can tell you that right now. Benji?
I'm not counting
Benji,
that, but
hear
true.
Me now. Dude, there is something going on with Benji's hair. And when I'm talking hair, I'm talking like how we had flames on explosion. Dude, Benji's got some rainbow hair vibes to me.
Okay.
I think starting broad and working our way down the hog funnel, Benji is green.
Okay. Oh, that's it?
For now.
Sure.
Benji's green.
Benji has bandana.
Okay.
I'm guessing around neck, personally.
Okay.
I'm sure I would get some point total if I'm also seeing like over the hair kind of situation, uh-huh. like how you'll see somebody like direct the dread.
Yeah.
Sure. I think I might start doing this a little more often. Y'all tell me if you like this or not. So far, one person has 1 point.
Benji's wearing shorts. How many points do people have now?
No, don't say. Benji wearing vest open.
Okay.
Okay. I'm really trying to win.
Yeah. That's a good idea. As per usual, y'all tell me when the guesses are done.
Well, I'm just ready to hit because I've the iron is hot over here.
Necklace.
Okay.
I don't know if I could get points for this, but I think we've seen so many hogs with weapons.
Sure.
That perhaps to say Benji does not carry weapons could get me anything. I don't know.
Benji's a pacifist. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
And unless it's something that is a Sonic character staple, I don't know that I would give points for guessing the absence of something. Unless it was that's like fine. Absent, there's no fur. He's bald. Then I'd be like, oh, that's crazy. You nailed it.
Benji is not wearing a Billabong shirt.
Yeah, that's funny. Last guess. Benji got green eyes.
Okay.
Benji has a pointier nose than you would expect. Maybe like noticeably.
Objective.
No, it's like noticeably pointy as compared to the other hogs.
Number two
it's not
pencil
a bad idea,
point.
But he's playing point. No, he's playing for
no,
points
no. Now. I'm trying to think of like what an echidna looks like versus a hedgehog, the way that Sonic characters are drawn.
Sure.
I think he's got a broadly speaking, in hog terms, a pointy nose.
Great. Anything else?
Nope.
No.
With a score of. I'm going to say 1.5 to 1. Doge is going to take this one.
Yes.
Doge, look at the flame shirt, bro. He's going to Flavortown.
Doge gets
he is going likes to check out the new dive.
Doge gets a point for necklace, a full point for necklace, and a half point for green because he is not green, but come on.
I don't even feel like I get any points.
His hair is green.
Yeah, I honestly kind of forget what your point was. It was early.
What an interesting sewing job we've done on our jeans.
Sure. Look at the forearms.
Yeah. That's
beefy
interesting. Forearms.
Benji's a person.
I was about to say, it's very interesting that it's like Sonic's like a little guy and Knuckles is like a little guy. Right. Benji's
an adult
man.
Human. Yeah.
Can I please bring to the people's attention the first thing that comes up for popular pages is... Sarah the Rat.
Sarah the Rat is good. There's
it feels like a dig.
There is First of all, jeans. We haven't seen just full-blown jeans just yet. These are just
floor-length jeans.
And also, Doge, mm-hmm. I almost removed a full point for your guess being not a Billabong shirt.
It could be.
It could be a Billabong shirt, but I know it wasn't a real joke. Or it wasn't
somewhere
a real
between Billabong and buckle for that shirt.
Sure. Yeah, I think necklace was a great pull. And green was just so left field that I had to give it to you because there's so, I mean, yeah. The hair being green is one thing, but there's just so much green here.
Do you think?
Oh, green eyes, Carter. That is the point that you got.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that Benji has color coordinated his hair, his shirt, and his shoes.
I think it's great.
More people should do that.
I mean, I think it's pretty common in animation, right? They only use
the necklace
wear one
a ring.
Outfit.
Did we say
this
already?
I think the necklace is a ring. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
He's also very kind and caring. He likes to hang out with other dorks.
See, I could have. Yeah. I wish we could do personality guesses, but they don't all have personalities. Maybe we'll get there eventually.
He's open about his sexuality and doesn't care what people think. Good for you, Benji.
Hell yeah, Benji.
Wow, Benji.
Love that.
Look at you. God isn't dead.
Well, there's Benji. Good job, Doge.
It's a pretty good. Yeah. Way to go, Doge.
Doge, give me a name.
Let's say...
Jordan, also, can I just take a moment to applaud you again on one of my favorite games of all time? This is not just for Two Chunks, but in my life. Because, and you can tell, the way that the thoughtful time that Doge and I take after a win to choose the next one shows in itself. How much we take this.
You really got to tee it up. Yeah.
Carter, I want to extend a hog olive branch to you. I have narrowed it down to two.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want you to choose which one
you
of them.
You're going to extend your hog over here to me?
Wow. That means faith.
We've got, let's see. Because I think that for these characters, we've seen them go one of two ways. It's like a real name that a human could be named, or just... Here's a word, and now it's a name.
Yeah, noun the name. Noun the animal, sure.
Yes. So Trudy is the name. Or mayonnaise is the object.
Here's what, it's because you've extended this to me, I want you to know that the next time I win, I'm going to just pick the one that I don't pick for you right now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But I do need mayonnaise.
Sure.
I need mayonnaise. We'll see.
Okay.
Or mayo. Can we use mayo?
Mayo's fine
if we don't.
I would imagine there's a mayo.
I'm going to do the full Christian name first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mayonnaise.
Let's see what it says on their social security card. Actually, that was just numbers.
What if mayonnaise is the license? Most badass one we've ever seen?
On the off chance that mayonnaise the hedgehog is... horny.
They I would all accept, are a little.
I would accept another condiment of your choice. Ketchup for the hedgehog, mustard the hedgehog, barbecue sauce the hedgehog.
Barbecue sauce the
hedgehog. So this isn't... this isn't... This isn't, but...
Secret aardvark, the hedgehog.
Obviously this is
Yellow
not,
bird,
but this I do just want to share with you real quick. Sonic the mayonnaise drinking hedgehog.
Ew.
I think it's AI because his belly is on his armpit.
His tummy is backwards. You know what? Oh, maybe that happens to you if you drink mayonnaise. I heard your tummy goes backwards to your shoulder if you drink too much mayonnaise.
It's definitely possible. But yeah, I just wanted
to share. Which of us do you think has had the most mayonnaise?
It's not me.
Not me. I do not care for.
I like mayonnaise, but I just don't think I've had the most.
I don't. It's not.
I'm counting mayo base, dude.
Oh, okay.
You had mayo. You know what I'm saying?
I do not keep mayonnaise in my home. Like if I'm cooking for people and I'm making burgers or something, I have to go buy mayonnaise because I do not keep that sauce.
So mayonnaise the hedgehog is, I think maybe for the first time, truly just kind of a dry well here for us besides that art of Sonic the mayonnaise drinking hedgehog.
I would accept any condiment.
Sure. Well, I'm gonna try and shorten it to mayo and see what happens. This is fun. There's quite a few Cinco de Mayo Sonic, like just Sonic himself celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, great.
I love that. Good for Sonic.
Yeah, no, thank you for guessing what right. Cinco de Mayo looks like.
I don't want to play.
Yeah, Mayo. Mayo's coming up empty as well.
Oh, hold on. Hey. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, wait, wait.
How about Hellman the Hedgehog?
Okay. I'm playing a little fast and loose here, if that's okay with everybody.
No, this game has such clearly defined rules.
This is, and this came up in the Google search, Caesar the Hedgehog. And I looked it up. Mayo is a frequent ingredient
in a Caesar salad,
in a Caesar dressing.
Interesting.
So this is, but this Toga. Is C-E-S-A-R, Caesar the Hedgehog.
Really? Oh, not if it's spelled like C-E-S-A-R.
Yeah, it's like a name.
Sorry, I thought it was like Caesar, like the Latin, the king of Rome.
No, I know what you thought. That's why I told
Remember
you
that
what
guy?
It is.
That's why I thought it was a toga.
I know what you thought. That's why I told you what it is.
A t-shirt.
Okay.
On Caesar the Hedgehog.
Okay.
And I don't know if I think it's striped, so I'm just going to say t-shirt.
Okay.
Shorts. Some sort of like ocular enhancements.
Okay.
Glasses or goggles.
Orange.
Just orange.
Sword. He's orange.
Okay.
Sword.
Okay. Just a quick, we'll call it like a halftime update. 0 points.
Caesar is really hard for me. I'm having a hard time with Caesar.
I think Caesar is yellow.
Okay.
Belt.
Okay.
Fingers. He has fingers.
They haven't all had belts. Sonic doesn't even have a belt. He naked. Save for his shoe and gloves. I got nothing for Caesar.
Hat.
Man, but I have to.
Caesar's got a hat. We haven't seen Caesar, one in a hat yet, right?
I don't remember.
Is not orange. We know that for sure. And not yellow. Black.
Okay.
Okay. I think Caesar, you tell me if this is too broad. Caesar has some kind of accessory that is not a weapon.
Yeah, that would obviously be too broad.
He's not smiling. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Mm.
Not this Caesar.
Hmm.
Quick update?
Not for this pose.
0 points.
Great.
All right, last guess. There's some sort of environmental effect behind Caesar, whether it's speed lines or flames or an explosion or a poison cloud. There's some sort of enhancement to Caesar to make him pop off the page.
Did you say speed lions?
Speed lines.
Got it.
Fingerless gloves.
If he's wearing... Okay, spiky boots. Fine.
No, dude, you said one more.
No!
I'm not throwing out fingerless gloves.
The boots!
Okay, we ready?
Yeah. If it's a tie, we'll go Trudy. You already know this.
With a grand total of 0 points, gentlemen, meet Caesar the Hedgehog.
Whoa!
Caesar the Hedgehog has
never seen
bangs, which I appreciate.
Uh-huh.
Like I've never
a bandaged
seen
arm,
before.
A necklace with a large... pendant, I guess.
Like what a Doctor Strange Eye of Agamotto necklace.
Yeah, it's a big old necklace and some sneakers, butt naked except for, it's the Sonic look. Butt naked except for gloves and boots and the necklace, I suppose.
That's how we're dressed when we record the podcast. And you will never know unless you look us up on YouTube.
I would assume orange arrows on the gloves mean something, but I don't know what they mean.
They're kind of like Airbender vibes.
Yeah.
I think I love the bandage on the arm. We've seen things maybe.
Yeah.
Also, so impressed by our artist's signature.
It's a great
signature.
Yeah,
that's a great signature.
The smirk is so like knowing too. Like that smirk is very like, I've been there, done that.
Caesar knows something. Caesar says, hey, stick with me, kid.
It's like, you already know.
Yeah.
It's Caesar.
Well, there's Caesar.
Or Caesar looks like just got done with fight. Like, hey, let's go grab a burger.
But like, honestly, get some shawarma. You know what Caesar's vibe is?
Some shawarma. Had some last night. Made it ourselves. It
Ooh.
Caesar's vibe.
Cinnamon allspice.
Is Officer good. Black Belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just happy to be here.
I appreciate
ready to
this.
Beat you up. I
Love
like Caesar.
It.
Give us Trudy, dude.
Let's do Trudy.
I get the first guess. I've got something that gives youngest of five Dad is a doctor. Mom's a lawyer. I'm going to say live in a brownstone. I'm going to say learning how to mop today. There's a bit of a jingle that we have here. I'm going to say loves to sing, loves to dance. I'm going to say, was the cutest till Raven showed up?
I'm going to say that that character's name is Rudy.
I know. I realized like halfway through, I don't know any Trudies, but I know Rudy.
Hold on, I got to do a little research.
I'm going to say, that's not it. Hey.
No.
A little frustrating.
Okay.
Just like rapid self-diagnosis.
I feel like I'm like,
this is amazing.
A real little stinker.
Is it Trudy?
Dude, this person has created like a world. Maybe, is this a web comp? This is maybe the most impressive thing I've ever seen in this game.
And Trudy got us there.
So the name of this character is Lutrudis, which I am... It came up when I searched for Trudy, so I'm just going to assume that we can say Trudy is short for
Lutrudis. Yes.
And here's what I'll say. This
My
is
My eyes got glassy.
Lutrudis, Trudy, is of the same universe, certainly, as Sonic. Like, similar ethos in creation.
Yeah, yeah.
Trudy, Lutrudis, is a horse.
I've never seen a horse hog before.
Wow.
They're going to take us by surprise, I'm sure.
And it seems like Lutrudis is like a character who is like very fleshed out and very interesting and has been on. I mean, there's story here and there's friends.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Dude. This is Sonic Universe for sure because I'm seeing references to like Amy and. Okay.
But Lutrudis is an OC, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Lutrudis.
If it's not an OC, it would honestly make more sense because there has clearly been so much love. No, this is definitely an OC, I think. So this picture is...
Lutrudis.
I'm going to use sort of like the title picture for Lutrudis.
I'm so excited.
The one at the top of this post or article. It's really only about waist up is really all we're seeing here. But there's plenty to work
then
with.
Then that already takes... I was going to guess standing on high legs. I won't get that now because...
Yeah, I was going to say back pedal.
White, certainly.
This is a white stallion.
Dude. Okay.
Tan. I think like a tan brown.
Okay.
Lutrudis is such a cool name.
Dude.
I can't get over that.
Everything that you think you know about this game, throw it away because Lutrudis is like a fleshed out character. This is not Lutrudis, going to be full of tropes.
Guardian of the equine flame.
You're not ready for
Keeper
this
of the bag of oats.
To me, Lutrudis is like, has been working out. I think we can see that there's a sign, not more than like what a horse would look like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I mean like we're seeing definition.
Okay.
We're seeing like strong chest.
Pectorals. Because Lutrudis is a horse. Creatures typically not known for fingers. Can I get points for saying Trudy has fingers?
I'm going to say no because it is the Sonic world.
Echidnas aren't known
for having spikes on their knuckles either.
But we've never seen a non-fingered creature in this universe. Well, we've seen Rouge, I guess.
Have said Lutrudis is white. Lutrudis has red hair, red mane.
Whoa.
Okay.
Lutrudis has furrowed brow.
I think that Lutrudis is an exercise in fleshing out the types of hogs that can exist. We already know this because Trudy's a horse. I think Lutrudis gives like a kind of a wise presence where it's like maybe if there's Hog City, Lutrudis would be like the mayor.
Sage.
Sage Lutrudis is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the hogs.
Yeah. I think I've got some arcane power for you that we're seeing with a glow of the hands, perhaps, or holding some kind of flame.
See, I think holding a book, spectacles, like a wise old horse, Lutrudis is.
I think Lutrudis has seen battle. I'm going to give a scar. I think we've got scars on Lutrudis.
Yeah. Jeans, obviously.
No, it's a waist up.
Quick update. 1 point Zero? Earned so far.
Okay. Cool. Lutrudis wearing cape.
Okay.
Lutrudis. We haven't seen a cape on a hog.
Lutrudis has earring, singular. Think about it.
Lutrudis. What is Lutrudis like?
I imagine Jordan like clicking and dragging the 3D model of Lutrudis to like look all the way around. Like, no, actually,
that would be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, it like if flows any of like them after so you create
your character on like a next gen console. It like moves a little bit when you move it.
If any of them would have that so far, it would be this one.
Lutrudis is blinking.
Lutrudis. I think, you know what? I'm just trying to reconcile the design choices of the hogs with the anatomy of a horse. I think Lutrudis's face shape is not particularly horse-like.
Okay.
I think the horsiness comes from everything else.
Face seems pretty important for horsiness, in my opinion.
I don't know how so you do
is,
that.
This is hog a bold style. Take. It's a bold take. I'm done with my guesses.
I think I'm done too.
I'm just excited to share Lutrudis with you.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You know what? I think, tell me if I can get a point for this. I think nose goes out like Goofy. Nose doesn't go down like BoJack Horseman.
I need you to decide right now which nose guess you are using.
Second one. Nose goes out like Goofy. Nose does not go down like BoJack Horseman.
Got it.
Fingerless gloves. Fingerless gloves. Right at the end. Fingerless gloves.
Okay. Well, with a score of 1, and until the last 30 seconds was 2, Doge takes the win.
What a day.
Let me show you Lutrudis.
Ooh, you're right.
Dude, this whole page is amazing. Lutrudis has background with like people shout out for the inspirations to Lutrudis. Can you see if I scroll?
Oh no, this is the bandana. Yeah.
Like while I scroll. So I think it's actually a burqa.
Oh.
I believe. Like, is it scrolling as I scroll with you?
Yeah.
So Lutrudis has
book.
Ehlers, it has book, which is the 1 point you do get Doge. You would have gotten it for not horse-shaped face at all, but then you doubled back at the end and changed it. Wow. Lutrudis has, very I wise. Believe it's pronounced Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Okay.
Inspired by the author's friend who has a similar thing. And Lutrudis is friends with Sonic and all of their homies. And she reads books to children and is cool and nice. Dude, there's like so much stuff here.
This is Lutrudis. So neat.
I'm so impressed with the amount of work that was put
this
in
is amazing.
For Lutrudis.
This hair reminds me of someone.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Kind of like. No, Daphne's hair is not really like that, is it? This is good. Oh, Jetson. Wow.
Dude, it is so impressive how much work has gone into
Look
Lutrudis.
At that, yeah. Dude.
I am shading blown away. And stuff.
This is
I am
awesome.
Blown away by Lutrudis.
It's like...
Excellent.
This could be a real character.
Wow.
And also just the random picture of the horse cracks me up. Personality? This is so good.
As if to prove, like, I know I didn't really draw a horse, but I do know what
this
they
is what
are.
They do look like. I'm familiar.
I'm just doing mine hog style.
I love this. Well,
it's so
Lutrudis. That's amazing. That's very impressive.
My favorite part of this game is not only the spectrum of the, it's like the intentionality of the characters. The spectrum is very narrow and it's all very personal, but the quality of the art obviously is a pretty large spectrum. But like stumbling upon these gems makes me so happy.
It's just cool in general. And this is not a joke. It's cool in general to see something that like anything that somebody you can tell is like, I have put so much
so stoked about it.
Passion and energy into this. Like I love creating this and I'm just making this just out of an overflow of how much I enjoy this thing.
Is do you ever get the chance to do that, Doge?
No, I don't. I've never done anything like that, Carter.
And I want that for you.
I would love to do that someday. No, it really is. It's just so impressive. Like that, yeah, that kind of fun. Like enthusiasm for stuff is contagious and inspiring.
Agreed.
I have a dream that years from now, one of our chunkies will get the idea that maybe they get to throw one of their hogs into the ether.
Yeah.
And hope that we stumble upon it. Or they tell us like, hey, I've made one. This is its name. Will you guess my hog?
Yeah.
That would make me really happy. Yeah. Submit an OC or an OH, I guess.
Submit a hedgehog to us.
I'd love that.
Please.
Submit us.
Please.
Submit us.
I mean, I see
or draw
an event
us
someday.
Or make us. Make us.
I see an if event you make someday. Us into a we, hog, I will. I'll go hog wild. That's what I'll do.
I can't do it.
That's what I'll do. Well, that is, of course, the end of today's episode. Sad to bring it to a close, as always, but
yeah.
But don't cry for the podcast that's over. Smile because it happened. And this one sure yeah. did. Don't forget to check out Imagine Dungeons, available wherever you're listening to us right now. Just go find it and listen to it. It's amazing. So much work has gone in, and it's fun. It's exciting. It's heartfelt. It's endearing. And the music, Doge has done such an incredible job with music and editing and just making this thing feel so alive. So make sure you check that out and give it a little review, give it some love, share it with people in your life, because that's how things grow. And we want to grow that show to end today's episode. I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
From the beginning of the episode, we were talking about breakfast tacos.
Dude, I am thinking of this breakfast sandwich. I love a breakfast taco. I've re-fallen in love with a breakfast sandwich,
like a
toasted bread with like a spicy, like
a
garlic aioli vibe kind of thing. There's a coffee shop in Richardson that does one of the second best breakfast sandwich I have ever had in my life. Number one best was at a little stand in Oregon, in Portland, called Fried Egg, I'm in Love. Mm-hmm. And it was that kind of like you just bite
Fried
into
egg.
It.
I'm in love.
You bite into it and the yolk just gooshes. And it's just so, that's what I'm craving right now. I want that so badly.
Yeah. You can give it a little press.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm, oof.
I can't remember what the name of it is. Oh, Good Friend Package is the best breakfast sandwich I've had in Dallas. It was, I can't remember what exactly was on it, but it was like, so delicious. To end today's episode, here's what I want to know. What's your favorite version of like a hot dog? So that could be like hot dog, if there is a hot dog wiener involved, and I'll say brats too. I'll widen it out to like brats stuff. Like what's your favorite implementation of the dog? To end today's episode, I'm Jordan, and I'm going to go, it's easy for me. Nothing comes close to a Fletcher's corn dog from the Texas State Fair. Like, there's nothing hot dog related that even comes close for me.
I am a Chicago dog boy through and through. I'm Doge and a Chicago dog boy through and through. I was in Buena Vista, Colorado recently and had one of the best Chicago dogs I've ever had in my life. Subbed the wean for a brat. Mm. And it was unbelievably good.
Yeah. I love that. Listen, a lot of the times as the last person to go, there will be, my idea will be generally taken.
Sure.
Because we can kind of be on the same wavelength sometimes. And then I have to come up with something else for the sake of it being fun and different. I'm not today because I don't want to waver from the Fletcher's State Fair corn dog.
Yeah.
You can't. It's just, it's a vat
it truly
that
is
holds
so good.
50 gallons of all that good oil to fry that bad boy. And you just watch
so
them
greasy.
Plop those dudes in there, bounce them around.
So crispy.
Dude, they are nuts. They are so good.
And I just,
and
just
then you just
fat
go over
mustard.
To the mustard station.
Ooh.
Dude.
Ooh.
I can't have too much mustard on that. No. On a Fletcher's corn dog.
No, there's no such thing.
I almost can't have too much mustard on anything, dude.
I love just a yellow mustard so much, but on a corn dog.
Hey, that's we're in state fair season soon, dude.
I know. I'm excited about that.
A state fair, a Fletcher's corn dog, and then you go to that place where they give you definitely not Lone Star for like $3.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dead guy.
Man.
Well, see you later.
That's how it ends.
I want a corn dog so bad right now. Why doesn't
Not
Fletcher's,
with a bang, but with a corn dog.
Why doesn't Fletcher's have like a storefront?
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.